You know, one of the privileges of being the president of an organization like EIA is you have an opportunity to recognize some outstanding people who make EIA special. Awarded since 1980, the President's Awards give Tom Poberesny an opportunity to personally acknowledge members whose participation and contributions represent the essence of what is EIA. So please join me in welcoming our President and Chairman, Tom Poberesny.
Good evening. Well, we've been off to a great start. It was literally a big day when it comes to airplanes and activities and so forth. Back in October, a lot of people were saying that it's going to be a tough year for Oshkosh and a lot of activities. But let me say this. The campsite is full. Aircraft parking's full. We're at max capacity, and the attitudes are great. Aviation is alive and well in Oshkosh, that's for sure. As Steve said, this is an opportunity for me tonight to recognize a number of individuals who have made significant contributions to EAA on a year-round basis, not just during Oshkosh, not just on a local basis, but on a national basis. I'd like to recognize four gentlemen tonight. The first is an EAA member from Canada who is representing Canadian interests, has represented the interests of the home builder, has written a number of outstanding articles and manuals. His leadership within the movement in Canada and here in the United States in the home movement deserves the recognition he's going to receive tonight. The first recipient of a President's Award is Jack Duick. Jack. I'd like to, before Jack responds, I'd like to read the inscription. President's Award presented to Jack Duick in recognition of your outstanding and dedicated service to Sport Aviation and the Experimental Aircraft Association, presented at AirVenture Oshkosh 2009 with sincere appreciation. Jack, congratulations.
Well, Tom has frequently spoken about the four P's for EAA, and the last one is participation. And we are so fortunate to be able to do that. And without participation and volunteering, the planes, the people, the passion wouldn't be there. So the gift is to all of you. Thank you very much.
The next recipient of an EAA Presence Award is to an individual who has helped me and all of us raise the bar in terms of the standards established at Oshkosh, in terms of programs, activities, and professionalism. He's been a longtime EAA member, but more than that, he's been dedicated to ensuring that the quality of the programs here, from the fly-in movie theater to activities on the flight line, meet or exceed expectations. Many times Oshkosh has been compared with international events such as Paris and Farnborough, but the culture of Oshkosh separates us, and the next award recipient, Skip Lehman, has helped enhance that culture and ensure that the culture and the relationships of the people here at Oshkosh of the highest standard. I'm proud to present the next President's Award to Skip Lehman. Skip.
All I can say that I have been a longtime EAA member, and I'm just so proud of this. When I got the letter from Tom a couple weeks ago, it was a very emotional day for me. It's especially happy day for me tonight because my wife and daughter are here for the first time since probably 10 or 12 years, and my daughter is 14. She's taking flying lessons now, so she's having a grand time. The scary thing was, she said to me earlier this afternoon, she said, "Dad, can I take aerobatic lessons?" I said, "The only thing you can take them with Sean Tucker or Mike Gullion." So I'm one of the lucky ones that gets to Oshkosh several times over the course of the year, helping to plan for the things we have going on. And every time I come to Oshkosh, whether it's in the middle of winter and it's 20 below zero, it's like coming home. I hope you all feel the same way that we do. And more importantly, I think we all, every one of us, all the 700,000 people owe a tremendous debt to the Poberesny family, to Tom, his mom, and his dad, because without them, this would be a big, empty cornfield right now. So Tom, God bless you.
Oshkosh represents a broad spectrum of airplanes, none more significant than the vintage airplanes you see right around Theater in the Woods here tonight, and the beautiful building for the vintage type clubs that exists in the Vintage Plaza, one of the dedicated leaders in the vintage aircraft movement, not only in terms of activities and programs, but in terms of the facilities that enhance the value and the site here, is Bob Lumley. I'm proud to present the next President's Award to Bob Lumley.
Wow. I guess the biggest thing I want to thank her, there's so many people out here within EA, the past presidents, people that brought me into the organization, that gave me the opportunity to be a part of this wonderment. I'll mention a few: Art Morgan, Al Kelch, God love both of them, Butch Joyce, Bob Licktag, Jeff Groff, and most important of all, Tom and Paul Poveresny. Without what they do and their support and Tom putting up with me, thank you. Thank you very much.
Each day, each afternoon, the activities you see are described by our air show announcers and aerial activities announcers. For decades, they have been organized and led by an individual whose passion for aviation, his attention to detail, and his assurance that the information you receive is both exciting and accurate is deserving of the next President's Award. I'm proud to give this award to Roscoe Morton. Roscoe? Never at a loss for words, Roscoe.
Come on, man. I get older and I'm getting emotional. Tommy, thank you. I love all of you. My family does. And we want 47 more good years. Thank you.
There's no better speech than emotion. Emotion still is the best speech in the world. Roscoe, your family and friends are here. They love you, and I knew you loved them. And your reaction meant more than the words that you could have spoken. Congratulations, Roscoe Morton.
Thank you.
A few years ago, we lost a dedicated EAA-er by the name of Dorothy Hilbert. Many of you knew Dorothy. She's a wonderful lady who supported our activities, actively participated, and ensured that there's the family essence of the organization. We're pleased to name an award in honor of Dorothy, recognizing the women of EAA who actively participate to ensure that this convention and the promotion of aviation exist daily and annually, not only in Oshkosh, but around the world. There's no one that better exemplifies the dedication, the passion, than the lady I'm going to introduce in just a moment. This organization was founded by my father, Paul Poveresny, and his closest friend and mentor was EA Vice President Ray Schaller. Camp Schaller is named after Ray, and he deserves all the recognition he's received. But tonight, this award is presented to the person who was there at Ray's side all the way and deserves equal credit for her contributions. I'm pleased to present the Dorothy Hilbert Award to Bernice Schaller. Bernice? Joining Bernice on stage is her husband, Ray, and Buck Hilbert, Dorothy's husband. Bernice, we're very pleased to present the Dorothy Hilbert Volunteer Award in recognition of your passion, dedication, and devotion in volunteering at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh.
55 years of volunteerism, that's a long time. Bernice did just about everything that there was to do around EAA. The biggest accomplishment was being the chairman of the admissions group when she wore a Redmond's headdress and directed traffic down in Rockford. Got herself in trouble, but there wasn't anybody that dared get mad at her. They paid for it.
You know that person.
I know that person. Bernice has done every job there is. I've got pictures of her driving a John Deere tractor, mowing the lawn up here at Oshkosh. She and Audrey had a big ball. You know, everybody looks at people and they wonder, why do you volunteer at Oshkosh? You gotta do it to find out. It's the most satisfying job you will ever get. Thank you.
What do you think? Look around you. You can see what 55 years did. This might be the Volunteer of the Year Award, but look at this, 55 years. And if you want to really see what they've accomplished, my wife always said, Dorothy always said, behind one great man like Ray Schaller is always a woman. And that was Bernice. And if you look around, you can see what they have accomplished in the 55 years. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Tonight we're recognizing people, the people of Oshkosh, the people of aviation. Throughout the week, you'll meet various people who have wonderful stories to tell. Is there anybody here who can tell me what happened in January in New York City on the Hudson River? US Air 1549. This week, we're gonna honor two pilots who will be with us at the Theater in the Woods on Friday night, Jeff Skiles and Sally Sullenberger. They have a unique story to tell, but more importantly, it'll be a chance for us to recognize them and thank them for what they did on that day, a time when we needed heroes, but more importantly, how they've conducted themselves since then in representing the pilot community at the highest levels of professionalism and leadership. I'm pleased tonight to introduce to you briefly, for your recognition, Jeff Skiles, one of the pilots of the US Air Flight 1549 Miracle on the Hudson. Welcome, Jeff Skiles, to Oshkosh.
Hello, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Please, thank you. Well, I hope you all are having a good time for the start of the convention, although you couldn't possibly be having the time that I'm having, because I'm having a ball. Although I think I may have got my fill of sun for the whole week so far. I've lost a lot of natural cover on the top of my head in the last year. We're going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking some tomorrow. Sully's coming tomorrow night, and then we're going to be appearing together, and I hope to see you all right here on Friday night. And I'd like to say that, you know, just in the little over 24 hours I've been here, I have been just incredibly impressed with, you know, the volunteerism and the commitment of all of you, of this organization, and most of all of Tom Poberesny. And I just gotta say, Tom, you are a great man. Thank you.
You'll have a chance at a number of activities. Jeff is making a presentation tomorrow at the museum, out in front of the A320 that'll be here tomorrow, and of course the Sully on Friday night. As I said, and I want to reinforce it while Jeff is here, I've watched him interact with members over the last 24 hours. When people introduced themselves, he said, "Hi, my name is Jeff." That's the way he is. He hasn't changed a bit. But Jeff, what we appreciate is not not just what you and Sully accomplished on that day in January, but how you've conducted yourself since then. At the level of professionalism, we as pilots, we as aviators, we as enthusiasts are proud of how you've represented this community, because you've boosted the value of aviation, you've boosted our psyche, and you saved hundreds of lives. Thank you very much. The last award I'm presenting tonight is the most significant award that EA presents on an annual basis. We present one a year to the individual who has truly made a difference in aviation, within this organization, impacting its direction, and the results that we make, or that we do. The most important program that we have in terms of building aviation for the future is Young Eagles. When it started in 1991, our goal was to fly 1 million kids by the 100th anniversary of flight. It was an ambitious goal. Many believed we couldn't do it. We did it and exceeded the goal. But we didn't stop there. The program became a part of the culture of EAA. Our interest in sharing the excitement of flight with young people, getting them motivated. Since that time, the program has gone to new heights. Pilot courses, flying lessons, Air Academy. The list of activities that we engage youth is outstanding and long-lasting. We've been fortunate and blessed to have outstanding leadership. Cliff Robertson, the inaugural leader of Young Eagles, General Chuck Yeager. But tonight we want to recognize an individual who has put us over the top, has raised the bar in terms of his leadership, his passion, and his dedication. When I introduced him the first time and indicated how many Young Eagles he had flown, he quickly corrected me because I was too low in the number. When we first did interviews with him about the value of Young Eagles, he spoke from the heart about the passion for flight, about the importance of flying to young people and to people of all ages. I'm extremely proud that we've had a leader who has been motivational, passionate, and dedicated to this program. He doesn't talk the talk, he walks the walk. Tonight's Freedom of Flight Award goes to Young Eagles Chairman and EA member Harrison Ford.
This is a surprise, and I'm very grateful for the recognition. But the job that I have been proud to do for the last few years is just a member of a team, a large team of very dedicated volunteers and pilots who have created the success that is the Young Eagles. And of course, the leadership and the focus and the management of the program is really comes from the top. So if there's anybody to be congratulated for the quality of the program, for the success that it's attained, it is the pilots, the volunteers, and the leadership of EAA. So I am very proud to just be a part of this organization and a part of the effort to bring new pilots, young pilots, into the fold, which of course is critical to the maintenance of the general aviation program, which we're all working hard to maintain. Thank you all. Appreciate it very much.